Hi, it's Michael Sinoff with Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called The Newest Secret in Internet Marketing Will Generate Tons of Leads in Less Than a Second. Most people know they need to capture the lead when it comes to internet marketing. This usually means creating a squeeze page that offers something for free in exchange for a prospect's contact information. While this can be a useful way to create a list, it can also be tedious, time-consuming, expensive, and not as targeted as you probably would want. Fortunately, it's not the only method. Somewhere along the way, a genius discovered that instead of trying to get leads to come to you, it would be a lot more effective if you could go to the leads. This simple concept set the wheels in motion until finally software was developed that could track down hundreds of hot leads at the click of a mouse. And what you can do with those leads is the most amazing part about it. So in this audio interview, you'll hear all about this incredible new software that's taken the internet marketing to the next level and how you can make the most money possibly using it. You'll also hear the five main ways to make money and tons of it selling or renting your leads online. Eye-popping, real-time demonstration of how easy the software works and how to use the results in your day-to-day business. Three surefire ways to use this software to make money in an affiliate program. You'll also learn why you really don't need to be a marketing expert or a computer geek in order to email hundreds of prospects at a time using this software and even run tests on those email campaigns all with the click of a mouse. You'll learn all about the step-by-step guides, mentoring program, and guarantee included with the software that truly makes it a no-sweat, no-brainer way to market on the internet today. This amazing software was designed to identify the people currently online looking for the products you're selling. Then it allows you to contact them instead of waiting for them to find you. And once you hear how others are using the software to make ridiculous amounts of money in virtually no time flat, you'll definitely want to know more. And this audio explains it all. So I hope you enjoy this interview. Now let's get going. Take me to the beginning. Were you guys the first ones out there, or were you one of the copycats?
We were the first ones out there. The way that our software technology came about was my business partner, who at the time we had met at an internet marketing seminar that I had been emceeing, and I kind of branded myself as kind of the lead generation guy, and you know, I was a medical doctor and I retired from medicine and got involved in internet marketing at the age of 34, and really my success was being able to generate leads, and I started generating leads in 11 different markets, over 700,000 leads.
So you were generating those kind of leads without the software?
Without the software, right. You know, the usual that most people think of in terms of squeeze pages and opt-in pages, where you're capturing someone's name and email address, and using both paid and free advertising to generate all these leads. So in my industry, I was kind of known as them, and then I was approached by a younger gentleman, kind of a tech guy, and he was kind of known for doing some really innovative software. He had created this software technology, and he asked me about how I generated leads, just about what I was talking about. And then he basically said, are you interested in learning how to generate 83 leads in about 17 seconds? And I said, okay, sure. He said, well, I developed the software for that. And then I responded to him pretty skeptically. Which there was B and which there was S.
Did you really?
I really did.
And what did he do?
He showed me how it worked, and at the time it was pretty rudimentary, but it was pretty amazing. And we had some ideas and spent the night just thinking about different ideas, and this is important. He created the software for himself. He had kind of an SEO web design business, and he was using it to find local clients in his hometown. And he was able to do it, how the software works. He searches for what people want and are asking for, and then he's able to contact these people. The thing that was great about the software is it's stuff that you and I, we would do manually, like if we were answering an ad, a classified ad, or responding to a forum. But what he did was he had the ingenuity to figure out, if I'm doing this manually, why can't I create something to do this automatically? And so he created this, we call it kind of a buyer search engine, but he used it to find people who were, you know, wanting web design services, et cetera, based upon a keyword, and put together in a matter of seconds all these people in one format where he's able to peruse through all the requests. And then he added, which I thought was genius, he added an email component to it, which then allowed him to respond to all those with his website or phone number or whatever.
How did he demonstrate it for you, at least that very first version he had? Did you go out and meet him personally, or did he show it to you on a computer? And when you saw it, I want you to tell me, what were your thoughts when you look at everything you had done and that every other internet marketer is trying to learn, you know, generating leads outside of using software like that? What did it make you think about?
Well, first of all, he just kind of described it. But, you know, somebody's, like, telling you something. It's like, you know, that's kind of unique, interesting. But I really didn't get it until I actually saw how it worked.
How did he show you?
We had met initially and just talked on the phone and on instant message before. But, you know, he's feeling me out and I'm kind of feeling him out type of thing. And then I believe it was either the next day or two after, you know, getting to know and understand. He said, okay, let me show you what it can do. And they showed me on his laptop and it was like, this is pretty amazing. This is pretty cool. And, yeah, exactly what you said. I started flashing back on all the other things and how I was generating leads and said, you know what, this is something that's really new and innovative. No one has ever seen it in their marketing. Sure enough, it turned out to be true.
Can I ask you just about how many years ago that first version was when you first learned about it?
I would say about 2.5 years ago. Just kind of flashing back, just to know where it came from. When we first had the software, I wanted to get my hands on it. But I also wanted to make sure that my clients could see if it would work for them. And he actually came down to one of my workshops that I was having a few months later. Again, when I first saw it, it was still rudimentary, but, you know, it wasn't pretty. It was a lot slower than what it is now. And then he refined it a few months later. And I remember, I occasionally do seminars where you have multiple speakers. I remember a couple days before, if he could, like, talk about his software that he had developed. And really, as an aside, I said, okay, yeah, sure, but I really can't have you be selling anything or anything like that. You know, they're here to learn. And he actually demonstrated that software and had said, you know, if you guys are interested in it, he'll tell you himself. He's not like a big-time speaker or anything, kind of a techie guy. And it was amazing. Everybody just rushed to him wanting to get a copy. And we're basically saying, this is amazing and outstanding what you're doing here. Because it really was nothing that had ever been seen before. Since then, we realized, you know, we need to support them. Because with new technology like this and generating leads in a different way than most everybody else is doing it, you want to make sure you're doing it the right way. And usually one of the questions that we get when people first talk about is, okay, you have these people, they're buyers on the internet, you're using it to search for them, and then you're emailing them. Is this considered spam? The best thing that we did at the beginning was just to make sure, before we release the software, let's do our due diligence. You know, I come from a medical background. I'm very careful about what I can recommend and what I can say and do on the internet. So we hired a high-priced attorney who specialized in web compliance and made sure, you know, you guys need to do the right things and do the right way. But having the ability to send all these emails out, the first question you get is, you know, is this spam? Are you spamming people? So he said, you know, is this considered spam because you're emailing all these folks? And I said, no. They're telling you, let's say I'm looking for a web designer, and you email them that you're a web designer. Yeah, you're doing things the right way. But to do that, we need to make sure that our subscribers are using it because we didn't want to get this technology to be abused. We have to click on consent that they're not going to spam them, you know. Obviously, if you're looking for web design, people are looking for web design, you're telling them that you're going to teach their dog, they're not going to be very happy with you. So we need to make sure we're doing things the right way. And so with the technology, we realized, just like in anything that you do, you have some growing pain. People wanted telephone support. So we actually built a whole infrastructure around that. We opened up our offices. We have 9-to-5 technical phone support that's not outsourced. It's all done in-house in the office that I work here in San Diego. And it's been great. It's been quite a ride. And like I said, we also work with corporations as well, and they use technology. So we need to make sure that we're supporting them. And as you know, in this industry, a lot of people kind of build their businesses. But I wanted to make sure for our clients that we built the infrastructure so they can feel comfortable that the purchase that they're making, which can be considerable, is something that we're supporting them and helping them what they need to be doing on their lead generation.
Can you talk about how someone who invests in the software can use that software to generate income for themselves or different ways that they can use it?
There are various different ways that you can generate income in supporting yourself. One, obviously, is if you are in some type of service industry like a web designer, you can find people who are looking for web design. And not only can you search it by city, you can search by your county, by your state, by your country if you want, or even outside the country. So we've had clients such as web designers use it. We've had photographers, wedding planners, writers, people who are providing some type of service, and they're looking for people who want their service.
Well, let's just pretend that I'm a web designer. I'm right here in San Diego. I got to get my mortgage paid, and I'm saying, shit, I need some clients. I need some clients. I've invested in this software. I've got it either loaded on my computer or I have access into it through your website or whatever. Take me through step-by-step what I'm going to do to try and generate my first client using your software.
Well, what you would do is you would go ahead and click on the city or state state or country you want to find. Maybe you're in a small city and maybe you want to expand your reach. And really, for web design, maybe it really doesn't matter where you are. But let's say you want to just focus on, let's say, San Diego. So you go in and you enter web design or web designer. And the way that it works, it's kind of like a little bar, just like, as in Google is. You know, you can put or, you can put and. So if you're going to do web design and web designer, the software will search for both.
All right, let me ask you, is it software that I download onto my computer, or am I just accessing into the software?
Our main software is a desktop application, and it's a very simple application, either PC or Mac. Right. We put, of course, some security features. Obviously, we have to make sure you're registered. But after all that registration is done, you're set and you're ready to go.
So what would be a good example? Let's say I want to just search San Diego because I want to work locally and meet my clients potentially if I have to face-to-face. So what would be the best term to search if I want to do some web design or find some people who are looking for web designers? You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
You would just search in web design, and determining on what type of lead source you are, and you've got several different lead sources, you might even find a specific category for that. And it's all detailed once you get the software, but they have very different categories that you can search for. So you could put in web design or web design, and let's say you're going to choose one of our lead categories. And let's say, for example, one of our lead sources is a classified site or a newspaper site. So you would basically search that. And then another way that you could search it is maybe you could find it based upon the type of design that they want. Maybe you're an expert in Flash, so you could determine what kind of language they want. And then basically you put that in, you can determine geography, city or state or whatever you want, and just go ahead and press search. And then what comes up is various different listings on different web designers, people telling you looking to find a web designer, want to find a web designer. When they need it, sometimes they'll put their price. Every one of the leads that you get, you'll have their email address. And then you have that email address. Sometimes they might even put their telephone number as well. Not all the time, but sometimes they do. And then what you do is you get a list of leads on there. And each of the leads will have a checkbox. You then take the checkbox and you can peruse each of them. You can click on the lead and then it'll expand to a different window, giving you more information about what exactly that they want. You can then check 1, 2, 5, maybe you get 20 of them. Another interface is once you found out, you can email one of them. Let's say you want to personalize it. Or maybe you just want to basically email them all at the same time and just letting them know who you are. And what the software will do is then it has email functionality and it will just email them all at the same time. You also have the ability to, let's say, you want to save it but you don't want to email them right away. You can then export that, and you can export that and it creates a CSV file, which you can then send out later or import it into whatever email thing that you have. That's basically in a nutshell is how it works.
Explain how and why these leads are already out there in these lead sources.
Well, what we found out is that what the Internet has allowed us to do, it's allowed us to get advice from total strangers. If anybody's bought something on Amazon.com, one of the biggest sites out there, is somebody is trying to sell a book. Amazon got its way because it's based on how well the ratings are. So you'll have people, you know, if you got a book that had 1 star versus a book that had 5 star with 57 reviews, more than likely you're going to buy the book that everybody's reviewing on. And so what's happened now on the Internet is people are busy and they don't have time to do their own due diligence. And they'll go to one of our lead sources and just post publicly that they're looking for something. You know, one of the lead sources uses social media. And people just post publicly saying, I'm looking for a web designer. I want to find this. Can you recommend this? And a lot of these, you know, people post and then they'll respond. But the thing is, you have to be right there to respond to that post, to that email, to that forum post, wherever it is. And you're not always going to be there 24 hours a day. And what the software does is it collects in real time what people are saying in all these different venues. And you have one-stop opportunity to kind of see what they want. And then, again, it's about convenience and speed to reply. You could go on to, let's say, a forum and somebody's going on, but if you do that like 2 or 3 weeks later, you're missing out on it. So it really puts together an ability to answer these in real time and in a way that you can answer them all at the same time.
I think Craigslist has a category of ads that people are looking for specific things. Is that right?
That is right, and not just Craigslist. Many different forums have their own classified sites where people congregate on there. And one of our biggest updates is always looking for where people are asking for help. What is out there were looking for help. So basically in the last 2 years, you know, we've added more lead sources. And one of the things that's really cool of the software is you can have the ability to add your own lead source. And we've seen this time and time again. Let's say that there's a forum on, I don't know, mortgage brokers. You know, if it's a free type service, we have the ability to actually scan that forum when people are asking for it, because our goal is to find basically every lead possible where people are requesting information of some type. And that's the ultimate goal, and build an interface that allows us to get to that level if we ever do.
You know, obviously these lead sources, these large sites, they have security issues, and maybe if they see software scanning and scouring all their content, they may have a team of people that are there to protect the integrity of the site, you know, to keep other software from doing that stuff. I mean, I don't know if this makes sense or not, but is that something that your developers had a concern about so your users could continue to search those lead sources without any kind of interruptions or without their emails getting blocked or anything like that?
Well, you had mentioned that. One is we don't want to do anything that obviously would be detrimental to those sites. For example, we're never going to be doing something that's a paid type site that's not publicly available. You know, that's something that we would never do. Basically, what we want to do is automate the process that people are doing anyway, where you're basically helping both the person who's requesting the information and the person who can provide them the information. And we made sure that we're following the legal aspects of it, consulting with a legal team who's involved in web compliance to make sure we're doing it out. And I think a lot of the problems, as you had mentioned, that there's, you know, competition out there or copycats out there. Well, a lot of those have come and then they've gone because they were doing things the wrong way and they couldn't keep up with the amount of technology that we're using. The thing that's, it's kind of funny, but, you know, they would go and they would see what we're doing, and then they would go to one of those freelance sites and try to copy us and say all these things about us and try to figure it out and reverse engineer it. And the thing is, it costs a lot of money to have this developed. And I know there are programmers that are pretty knowledgeable and competent in other parts of the area, but our programmers are really well trained and they're paid very, very well. And they actually work in different industries where they're at the top of their field. I mean, just the email alone, we had the top email programmers out there figuring out how to get our emails through and all the different things. And I'm not a technical person. I can't tell you all the details of what they did, but I know it was a very expensive process to allow them to do that. And that's what allowed us to stay is providing a service, providing software, and then, of course, providing the infrastructure to allow our clients to thrive. That's what we kind of built the business on. And that's the thing with success stories. And again, these aren't typical. For someone who purchases the software and never uses it, they're actually going to make zero. And you know that. And unfortunately, in this industry, most people buy products, buy your products, and then never take action on. But for the people who do, and they had mentioned not only the software, but we do provide them their own coach and everything like that, and they could go to the site and look for themselves more on that. But for those who have done well, we've had some really cool success stories, and just amazing from people who have never really done anything on the Internet to develop some income and then actually use it as their full-time income. A couple that stand out in my mind is we had a gentleman who had purchased our software, and it was interesting. He had seen us present the software at a show, and he purchased it, and he was in kind of a brick-and-mortar business and knew some things about marketing. But what he didn't know was he actually had a kind of an innovative twist. What he was doing was he was using our software to find what we call high-ticket items, items that sell $1,000 or more. And he really found out that the best benefit of it was to focus on high-end buyers. People wanted to buy stuff. And one of the ways that you can make money with this is actually finding high-end products. If you find someone who wants to spend $3,000 on that, and you can find someone to sell that at $1,000, well, you've made a $2,000 profit. And of course, I'm oversimplifying it, but he did exactly that. And I'm a little bit hesitant to tell you this because it sounds unbelievable. He made two deals, basically as acting as a middleman, finding the products and then finding someone to buy it from cheaper. And he made $12,000 based on these two deals in total. And can I tell you how long it took for him to get that?
How long?
Took him 4 hours after using our software.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
And he's actually developed an entire business. It's funny, he actually showed us his business cards, which is basically taking devs, and he's gone into different markets. And he's my client, so obviously I'm not revealing the different things, but it's not something that's completely outrageous, and it's not completely what you can do on it. And I think, Michael, that really hit home to me is some of the things that he was selling aren't things that you would actually consider would be, you know, everybody would be interested in. It's kind of like business-to-business stuff, construction equipment and different things that we usually don't think about.
Give me an example of someone maybe who's used the software improperly and didn't get results and maybe were unhappy about it, and maybe what advice you could give maybe someone who invests in the software how not to make the same mistake.
One in particular that's on my mind is we had a gentleman from Australia who purchased the software, and he had purchased it, and just like as I mentioned, what most people do, unfortunately, is they get the software and then they put it away, and life happens, and I understand that. And then he got the software, and he was actually frustrated, and he called us up and, you know, say, hey, I'm not getting any leads, and I'm not getting any business, and I don't know what's going on. And what we found out was we found out more about what he was doing in his business. And he was in an industry where that particular industry, and I'm not going to reveal it to maintain his anonymity here, but his whole industry was dying. And the thing is this gentleman knew a lot about a lot of different things. And what we did was we found out it wasn't really the software. It was just people on the internet didn't want what he had to offer. And so we actually got together with one of our coaches, and we actually hashed things out, and we learned more about him. He offered a lot of different services. And one in particular, after doing some searches and using our software, it was in actually high demand. So we actually changed what he was actually doing. And he was really cool, and this was something he was more passionate about and exciting about. And then he offered that service and was looking for people who wanted that service. And that particular service people wanted. And just from one of the leads, he was able to get a $20,000 contract by just switching around what people wanted. But a lot of times people just kind of get so focused on what they're doing, and then they don't smell the coffee, so to speak, and find out what people actually want. And it all comes back down to that, as you know. What do people actually want? And if you can provide the service, or maybe you're the middleman for that product or service, you can make a nice little income using some of the strategies we just talked about.
After someone invests in the software, tell me about the offer. You've got a risk-free offer. I invest in the software. I get it. What kind of support am I going to get? What can I do? What's in it for me once I bite the bullet?
Well, just like every one of you, anytime I purchase something, there's always some excitement on that. But really, for us to continue to do this as long as we have, you got to have the right customer support. So after you purchase the software, it's important that you give your telephone number, because we call everybody who purchases on it, just, you know, welcoming it, making sure that they're being taken care of, making sure they're downloading the software correctly. And then after purchasing the software, we give you access to our membership site. We actually have three components, the way we learn. Individually, one-on-one group coaching and self-study. On the video, you could do self-study on there, or you have a quick start guide, how to generate $5,000 using our software in 30 days. We have screen capture videos that you can watch. Basically, how we're using the software, how we're using it in different markets, what is the language, what are the keywords we're searching for in the particular markets to find out who are the buyers that are out there, how to find high-end buyers. All those videos are out there because we're finding leads in a different way than most people do. So there's hours upon hours of videos on there, documentation. In addition to that, you have the opportunity to participate in our group coaching, which is a Q&A with the developer and myself, and basically asking us any question on a private webinar on the software, any problems you have on there, you can ask us questions. And then we also have the opportunity to have one-on-one sessions that you can have throughout the year or at the same time, whatever you want, with one of our coaches. And our coaches are some of our best users of our software. We know the software inside and out and know many things about online marketing and different things like that. Because the software, again, it's just a tool for you to find leads. But, you know, taking that further, it's all about marketing your brand or your products and services out there. And it was really important for me to have that one-on-one component on the telephone with our coaches that they get to provide them, to make sure we're doing everything we can, group study, one-on-one, and self-study, to give them what they need on there. There's also, and you can see on the website, the different bonuses, and we provide support for different software bonuses you get and other instructions and everything like that. But that's the heart of it. Again, we want to provide as much value as we can, and we want them to be engaged and be using it because it's worked well for us. The software that we use on a regular basis, we want to do the same thing for our customers.
Can this software replace my need for forms on my website and autoresponders and SEO services from all these people selling SEO and paid search advertising and SEO for my website so I can get higher up on the natural search engine listings? It sounds like this could be a solution and could really replace all that and all that frustration too. Maybe the stuff you were doing all before you got involved in this software.
It's really hard to say. You know, of course, you know, everybody wants that magic button. We're not here to tell you that you're going to get a magic button. All those things are still important, but it depends on really on what the industry you're in. You know, if you're an industry that people are asking for these requests, a lot of this can save you a lot of time, can save you a lot of money in terms of marketing. Those are all things that are important. These are all things that are in different industries that are still very important. But if you're an industry where you're in a service where people are requesting that publicly, then I think this could be the tool that could save you, again, a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of effort.
What about those people, and I'm sure you get this question, is there going to be too much competition out there on the Internet? Meaning, are the leads that I'm going after going to be getting emails from the same people who have the software? Do you ever hear that kind of question?
We hear that kind of question a lot, and what we say to them, one of our lead sources, again, conservatively gets anywhere between 500,000 to a million leads a day, conservatively, in all different types of markets, people requesting that. Again, I never come from the form of scarcity. My thing is if you believe in your brand, if you believe in the products and service that you're selling, that there are people who want it. These are, again, people who are publicly asking for information. There are people out there who are responding to them. I'll give you a quick example. I was looking for a high-ticket item using our software, and I managed to find someone who was looking to spend $3,000 for buying a special King James Bible that was done. And he posted this out, and our software picked it up. And my thing was, okay, if I can find a seller selling that particular buyer, that particular Bible, for more than $3,000, I just made that profit. So just a few minutes, I found a seller, and I made a nice little profit on that. And that was a lead that was seen, he had posted it, into a venue where a very small town where very few people would have seen it. Well, our software picked that up, and I would have missed on that. So, again, there are so many people asking for information. It's like, you know, saying is, are people going to stop asking for information and products and services on the Internet? Of course, that's not going to change. The way it starts is to actually going out there and providing good value and good services which you can provide for them.
Okay, great. Just off the top of your head, any other common questions that you get that we really haven't covered? The biggest concerns that you hear over and over again?
A lot of them you've already kind of mentioned. Is this too much competition? Is there spam? Some other concerns are, you know, will you guys be around and continuing to support it? And again, we support big businesses as well. So we created an infrastructure to make sure that we're always updating it. Just in the last year, in the 2 years that we've actually developed this and bring it out to the public, we've had 50 updates since we've done that. And not a lot of our so-called competition can say that. We continue to update it. We continue to add more lead sources. We continue to hear from our customers what exactly they wanted. The cool thing about the software is you don't have to go to a website and update it. What it does is anytime you load it up, it automatically says, this in most good software, hey, there's an update. Press yes to agree to upgrade that.
And when I invest, I'm privy to all those updates.
You're privy to all those updates.
So other than the initial investment, are there any other hidden fees or anything after I invest?
No, at the time of this recording, people say, are you going to charge per lead? Are you going to charge, you know, some type? For Michael's subscribers, you'll actually get access to this where you're not going to be having to pay any for it, any fees. You don't have to pay per lead or anything like that. But we're making that special for you, Michael, for your subscribers. Again, that'll change, but as long as that website is up to the link that we're going, you guys are still in that. I can't say that's going to happen in the future for others, but that website is still up there that we're saying is you're not going to have to pay per lead, or we're probably going to limit the amount of different lead sources there are in the future. But for now, if that site is still up, we'll honor that.
Okay, and how long is a license good for one of my clients?
For yours, it's a lifetime license.
For life, as long as you're doing it. Okay.
Because that's not true for some of our corporate dealerships. We wanted to make just regular folks who wanted to get involved in this, start building up their own income. We wanted to make that available to them.
Okay. And then it's a 30-day money-back guarantee for any reason?
Money-back guarantee, exactly.
All right. So you really do take all the risk away.
We really do take all the risk. The only thing that we ask is that you've actually used it, obviously. It's a bit frustrating, as you know, because we're providing the support and coaching on there, and then if we're seeing somebody who doesn't take action, you know, if they're not going to even install the software, then obviously they're not going to do anything with it. But if they go in, they're actually using it and try and doing it, of course, we honor all, but, you know, we want to make sure that they're serious and they're willing to do this, and we want to support them as best we can.
I appreciate it. This has been great. I really appreciate that. And, Mike, I really appreciate it. I think this has been great.
Thanks, Michael. And just aside, again, I've learned a lot from you when I first got started, so I guess this is my way of letting you know. Okay, guys, continue to listen to him and his interviews. They've been awesome.
I appreciate it. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.